This is the Mason Vera Payne Show, your go-to lifestyle program, covering everything from technology and gaming to movies, TV shows, and pop culture to the supernatural and beyond. Brought to you by WGNRadio.com with your host, the unabridged millennial, Mason Vera Payne.
Mason Payne here, live from the NVP studios in Chicago, and thank you for tuning in. Google Trends expert Justin Burr is going to join me to break down the top five search trends on Google this week. Thanks for joining me, Justin.
Hey, always a pleasure.
All right, so what did we get for number five?
We've got the periodic table. Happy birthday to that magnificent beast. It's 150 years old this year. And so the United Nations General Assembly and UNESCO, they are proclaiming 2019 the International Year of the Periodic Table of Elements. So there's some fun stuff going on throughout the year, I guess. Look out for that. But yeah, March 9, 1869, Russian scientist Dmitry Mendeleev, he made that periodic table, which is pretty sweet. But apparently back in the day, there's only 60 elements on the original table. Now there's 118. But apparently, I've gotten some sad news here, that if we continue to use indium at the rate that we continue to use it now, it will be gone in 20 years. So maybe it'll be 117 elements on the periodic table shortly.
Okay, what is indium? What do we use that for?
No idea. No idea. I know. I was thinking, like, huh, I hope Mason knows, because I don't know. And I also feel like I took a bunch of chemistry classes back in the day. I don't ever remember talking about indium.
Oh, you know what? I had to Google what's the newest element on the periodic table, and it looks like there, what is it, 1, 2, 3, 4? There are four, and the last one was in 2016. I'm like, geez, they keep adding stuff. No wonder I feel so outdated.
It's pretty sweet, though. Like, I mean, man, so he found all these. He made the table in 1869, and we're still finding new elements to add to it. He's probably, man, he's rolling over in his grave. He's stoked up.
Oh, like, probably.
This is great. My work is continued.
Yeah. And some of these, like, elements were just theories. Like, scientists were saying, oh, I think there's an element like this. And eventually, like, oh, there, lo and behold, there is. That's actually pretty cool.
Apparently, yeah, according to some of the new stuff that they've been pushing out, there's this Russian lab that they produced 9 new elements in the past half century, including 5 of the heaviest elements, which is pretty exciting.
That is pretty awesome. Let's keep discovering stuff, man-made or otherwise. Mm-hmm. I love experimentations. So what do we get for number 4?
So we got Ben Affleck, and he is trending because he is no longer going to be the Batman in any of the new Batman movies. So there's going to be a new one, apparently, in 2021. Affleck has been Batman in the last 3, which kind of blew my mind. I was like, man, has he really? I don't know. I guess I don't really keep up super hard with superhero news, but I don't know. I feel like he hasn't been in the last 3, but whatever, he has been. The most searched Batman, Ben Affleck, Christian Bale, Val Kilmer, and I don't know, there's some speculation about who is going to be the new Batman in 2021. People are thinking maybe Michael B. Jordan from Black Panther, Henry Golding from Crazy Rich Asians, or Liam Hemsworth, but pretty coveted position.
Batman, it's a hard, it's pretty big shoes to fill. It's a hard role for anybody because it's, you know, the Batman character has been in movies since the 80s, so everybody has their favorite pick. I don't think he was that bad, but this isn't new news, at least not for me. I've been keeping up with this stuff, and there's always been this teasing that he's going to drop the role. Ben Affleck was dropping the role for Batman way back in, like, spring.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, like, after, I think, what was it, Justice came out, Justice League, they were like, oh, he's never going to do this role again. He already wants to quit. So I was like, he's probably not going to do the newest one, right?
Interesting. All right, well, who's your fave, then? Who's been your fave Batman?
Oh, Christian Bale. That's my favorite.
Yeah, he's pretty sick.
Yeah, he was pretty good. I liked him. I liked those movies a lot. I'm trying to think who would be my other Batman. George Clooney. No, just kidding. That was a bad Batman.
Say, whoa, huh?
What about for you? Who's your favorite Batman?
They're all kind of the same to me. I guess Christian Bale. I know, you know, I'm not the biggest, like, superhero movie guy. I don't know. I don't really care. But Christian Bale is great. And I just saw Vice, too, and Christian Bale was also phenomenal in that as Dick Cheney. So the guy's got some range.
Yeah.
Yeah, we can agree on Christian.
Yeah, I think he has range, too, which is why I liked him for Batman. Anyways, what we get for number 3?
This one's so funny. I love these type of like tattoo fail stories. So Ariana Grande got a tattoo. Apparently she gets a tattoo anytime she has like some sort of tremendous amount of musical success. She has like over 20 tattoos, I guess. So apparently she just came out with a song called Seven Rings, and she wanted to get a tattoo to commemorate that, so she got one. But apparently she left out a couple symbols, and so the internet obviously went crazy and was like, yo, dude, your tattoo actually means small Japanese charcoal grill, or just small charcoal grill, and not seven rings. And she was a good sport about it, though. She like made it. She made a pretty funny Instagram story being like, yo, like, I love Japanese small charcoal grills. Like, this is great. And then I guess she, so it's on her hand, and she's like, yo, it's going to fade anyway. It's not a big deal. And then she was like, all right, I'm going to add some more stuff to make it make more sense. And she did that, but apparently she did that wrong again. So now it means small charcoal grill finger, because she was originally trying to change the symbol so that it meant seven finger circle, or essentially seven rings, but she like put a heart in there and she like put another thing, and so it means small charcoal grill finger. But apparently it's going to fade, so it's not a big deal, but you know, whatever.
It is a big deal. She has so much money, she couldn't get a translator?
Yeah, I'm not sure. So the thing is, I guess she has, I don't know who she's referring to as her quote-unquote Japanese tutor. She made a reference to that in her Instagram story. And I don't know if this is like a random fan that speaks Japanese and English and is able to walk her through this process, or she literally has a Japanese tutor. Either way, like, maybe consult with those individuals before you put ink on your body. I don't know. It's pretty silly. It is pretty shocking that, you know, there can be some sort of tattoo translation situation with Ariana Grande. I feel like, you know, you got to have some checks and balances before you go under the needle.
Yeah, that's pretty permanent. That is pretty permanent stuff, you know. I would hope that anybody out there listening is going to at least get some kind of translator, you know, ask somebody, your Chinese food delivery guy, is this right? Like, is this
please,
how it's supposed to be? Don't troll me.
I know, because, you know, the charcoal grill, whatever, you know, they're fun. Charcoal grills are cool, and they serve a specific purpose. So I'm glad they're finally getting the recognition they deserve.
You're so funny. The recognition it deserves. Thank you, Ariana Grande, for yes, recognizing charcoal grills.
Exactly.
Oh, what we get for number two?
All right, we've got the polar vortex, which I know you know all about. Jesus, it's just so cold in your neck of the woods right now. Actually, the most searched, how cold is it in blank over the past week on Google. Number one is Chicago. So good on you. Everybody's worried about how cold you guys are out there. Number two is Antarctica. You guys are like colder than Antarctica or whatever. But yeah, obviously, polar vortex rolling through, super cold, people are dying. It's like New York City, colder than Anchorage and Moscow on Thursday. Coldest in the Midwest in, you know, in years and years and years. So you're surviving, though, right?
Oh, yeah, pretty much. But it's funny. On Wednesday, I went to shovel my mother's walkway, and I just covered myself up a little bit because I'm like, I'm from Chicago. I'm okay. So anyway, about halfway through, I was like, man, it is really difficult to breathe. And I was like, really, it was difficult to breathe. And I'm like, why is like my chest hurting? So I finished up and I go inside. And later on in the afternoon, I'm sitting with my mother. The news comes on and they're like, oh, yeah, don't take any deep breaths while you're outside. You're going to get like frostbite. And I was like, oh, geez, thanks now.
Wow. Yeah, your lungs are freezing from the inside out.
Yeah, that's what was happening. That's why it was hard to breathe. And I mean, I had a mask on, I had like a scarf to cover my face, but it was still like hard to breathe. It was really crazy. But yeah, don't take deep breaths, apparently.
So intense. I mean, I've seen a bunch of those videos of people with boiling water throwing it into the air. Boiling water throwing it into the air and it instantly freezing. So yeah, I can assume if you take a deep breath, the inside of your lungs are colder than boiling water. So yeah, it's probably freezing a little bit.
Yeah, I learned something. Yeah, don't take deep breaths. Ugh. I feel kind of silly, but it's not every winter we have a polar vortex. So, you know,
right.
One for the books.
Man, we'll stay warm.
Well, what do we get for number one?
Number one, we got the Super Bowl coming in on Sunday. We got the Pats. We got the Rams. It's going to be an exciting time. We kind of talked about more of that. We talked about it last week, obviously, because it's Super Bowl. It's a big deal. But now it's all about the food. Like, the food, very trendy, most searched Super Bowl foods. We got buffalo chicken dip. We got cupcakes. Coming in at number two, which, what's up with that, dude? Cupcakes now. Chili, cake, pigs in a blanket. Yeah, I get that for sure. Let's see. Top searched Super Bowl food in Illinois, jalapeno poppers. Were you searching for that?
No, I wasn't. But wait, is it cream cheese or is it cheddar cheese?
Oh, that's a good point. I don't think it specifies, but I don't know. What's the Midwestern style for that type of food?
That I wouldn't know, but my preference is cream cheese.
Okay. I feel like I haven't had a cream cheese jalapeno popper. I don't know. Is that the norm?
No, it probably isn't. I interned at Disney World, like, way back when. And they have, like, these pretzels filled with cream cheese. And ever since then, that's been like, oh, that's my guilty pleasure. Cream cheese and everything.
Yeah. Yeah, cream cheese is pretty good. I agree. It's nice. And it goes on everything. You watching the game? What are your plans?
My dad's going to watch the game. I just want to see the highlights. You know, like, honestly, like, you see the plays, and then it takes 30 seconds for the plays. And then boom, it's like 10 minutes of what was the plays. And I can't stand that.
Yeah, but like, what about the commercials? And
they're already out.
Yeah, what's up with that?
Right.
Stop that trend. I don't like that.
Neither do I.
I want to be able to, yeah, I know. I want to watch and be surprised at the game. I know, it's not fun.
It is, right. They took the fun right out of it because that was one of the reasons I would watch Super Bowl. I'd be like, oh, I'll watch the commercials, you know, I'll suffer through.
Right.
But now there's no incentive. So it's like, I'll just catch the highlights.
Man, I know. It's like opening Christmas presents on like December 20th. Come on. No, you got to wait until Christmas. You got to wait until the Super Bowl. I'm taking a stand.
Yeah. Yeah, we're doing this, Justin. We're watching it on YouTube. That's it.
Good. Yep. Boom. Done.
Speaking of YouTube, what was the video of the week?
Eco-friendly warrior. So it's this WWE pro wrestler, Bryan Danielson. So he's taking a stand against his WWE championship belt. He threw it in the trash. It's made of leather and metal. And he replaced it with one made of sea glass, sustainable hemp, and naturally fallen oak. And yeah, so it was the video of him in the ring talking about that. But he doesn't really explain it that much, that well, in the video, but that's what he's doing.
Yeah, it's a weird little persona he has. He is a vegan. I think he's still vegan, or that's his character.
Oh, what's
I'm not
up?
Sure. Yeah, so he's very into like what goes into his body and the environment, but it gets a little bit weird. And I know it's for like WWE. It's supposed to be kind of funny and a little bit exaggerated. But, yeah, I used to like Daniel Bryan, and he would go, like, he was part of the yes movement, like, yes, 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 and right. Now it's like, what is this eco stuff? I don't know, but maybe it'll be good for his persona, so we'll see what happens.
Yeah, I don't know really anything about WWE at all. I actually went to one of the ones when I was living in Orlando, and I gotta say, it was one of the most confusing times in my life. Like, man, people are so into it, and it confused me. And everybody knew things to say. There was like different chants and different things that you booed or things that you cheered. I don't know, it's wild.
It's just a big community. And I think that's what a lot of people like about it, is that it's almost like an inside thing. And once you get involved with it and you really get into the storylines, like a lot of people just think it's really cool. And I used to think it was very cool. I don't like the storylines where it's going now. It seems a bit fantastical. And even for, you know, fake wrestling, and people will probably get mad at me for saying it's fake. It's too much for me.
Wow. Okay. Yeah. Okay. Well, no, that makes sense. The community, I definitely felt that community feel for sure, which is great.
I'm just shocked that this was like the number one trending video of the week. That was a little bit out there, but you know, the props to you, Daniel Bryan, go for it.
Yeah. Guy's trending. He's a trending man.
Well, thanks Justin for joining me. I appreciate you being here.
Hey, always a pleasure to talk to you next week.
This has been the Mason Vera Payne Show. Thanks for listening. Can't wait to hear more? Subscribe, rate, and comment at masonverapayne.com. That's masonverapayne.com. Also, follow Mason on Facebook and Twitter at Mason Vera Payne. That's all one word. And don't forget to share the show with your friends.